fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the first day of May. In preparation of the day, it's springtime. I wanted you to make sure that your rain gear is ready for service. You're probably going to want maybe 2 or 3 different kinds of rain gear. Rain gear suitable for out and about around town, which would be a good quality raincoat. Rain gear for working around the farm or the ranch, which would be really heavy-duty rain gear that's like carpenters, or I should say construction workers and farmers and ranchers wear. And possibly a military issue poncho for being out in the bush. Make sure you have all these items, that they're in good condition and ready to go. That's your prepper tip of the day. Our second hour here, we got a holdover from last hour caller. We haven't had Leon Green call in yet. So we'll get to our holdover call from last hour. That's Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. Nice to have a little chunk of time here to wait for my call in. Just a little addendum to your previous caller talking about vegetables and protein content and stuff like that. There's no one plant source that contains all the necessary amino acids for protein. So vegans, you know, the way you fix that is by eating a variety of different vegetable foods. And if this food doesn't have a certain amino acid, then another one might. So that's why you see combinations like rice and beans and things like that to achieve complete protein. But some plant sources are, you know, have more amino acids than others. So, yeah, that's some interesting stuff. He was talking about lima beans and lentils and stuff like that. The variety is always the spice of life when it comes to making complete protein. And the original reason I called was to mention what's going on with North and South Korea. You may recall me harping in recent months, saying at the height of the saber rattling, how there could be no attack on North Korea because of a close physical proximity, geographic proximity of Pyongyang, North Korea, and Seoul, South Korea, that any attack would result in such a horrific number of deaths that any nation that initiated or exacerbated such a conflict would become a pariah in the eyes of the world. And lo and behold, here we are months later, on the verge of Moon and Kim, you know, signing an accord to end the 60-year-old Korean War, which is wonderful. And we've got Lynn Center, Lindsey Graham, and other people in Moon talking about President Trump being nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, which he will have actually earned, as opposed to the one that was awarded to Obama.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You know, the Nobel Peace Prize should go to people who actually did something to encourage or move forward international peace, which is exactly what's taking place here.
Right, right. I mean, it's really quite amazing. It's the war for which my father, who is now 89 years old, was drafted. So he went to West Germany with the National Guard unit as opposed to Korea, but he did know people who ended up in Korea and were lost in that war. So,
oh yes, hear my, oh yes, absolutely.
Hear my thoughts. But one last quick zinger here, John. If I take one of your firearms classes, and we're doing some shooting on the range, and I said I needed to put a fresh clip in my 1911, and you corrected me and said it's not called a clip, it's a magazine, and I said, okay, I know it's called a magazine, but I'm going to continue calling it a clip. What would that say about my ego?
I don't know if it's ego related as much as being stubborn.
Yep, I think you know what I'm getting at there. But anyway, yeah, in terms of things like where the proof is, whether it's in the pudding or in the eating. Anyway, John. All right. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah. What Glenn was talking about is a common mistake that people make is call a magazine a clip, there are in fact clips that hold cartridges, and they're more properly called stripper clips. It's a flat, thin piece of metal that you can attach the cartridges to it so that you can load the cartridges into a magazine or a freestanding magazine that you would then put into the firearm or load into a internal magazine of a rifle or some of these antique pistols. The Mauser pistols made more than a century ago, they had an internal magazine that was loaded with a stripper clip. A little nuance of the gun culture, but an important one. It's important to understand what these things are properly called. Okay. Leon hasn't called. We don't know what his status is. And we will continue with open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Okay. Well, I'm getting a note from my engineer that Leon is not available at the moment. If that changes, we'll bring Leon on board. It's always fun to visit with Leon. As Leon sometimes says, brothers from different mothers. We have so many similarities in our bio. Both military veterans, both private detectives, both now involved with doTERRA essential oils. Hobby farms. Now, my friend Tim Spencer has a radio show every Saturday here in Republic Broadcasting from 10 a.m. till noon Central Time. And he has a website, ruralsurvival.info. Ruralsurvival.info. And he and his family have been operating a hobby farm for about 30 years or so. And they're still learning. They like horses. These folks are all Native Americans, by the way. And they like horses, so they've had horses on the premises most of that time, along with their garden and all the fruits and vegetables that they raise, the children that they raise. Tim raised his children there, and now is one of his children, his daughter, is raising her family there on the premises. And I think she has three boys, if I'm not mistaken. It's a good lifestyle. It's a healthy lifestyle. And one that people need to be aware of, I think, and if they choose to participate in it, they should do that. Tim's website, ruralsurvival.info, is a great place to help you get information you need to become a person running a hobby farm. There's a lot to it, a lot of skills you're going to need to learn, some at a higher level than others, but obviously gardening is going to be one of those basic skills. Animal husbandry, another one. In addition, you'll be learning carpentry, plumbing, electrical work, mechanical work, painting, all kinds of skills. Skills that are routinely performed around ranches and farms all over this country 7 days a week. You won't be able, unless you're independently wealthy, you won't be able to hire people to do these things for you. You'll be doing them yourself. And it's a matter of pride. I know that my neighbors who are ranchers, it's a matter of personal pride that if a tractor needs repair, that they repair it themselves. Or they have another neighbor who has mechanical skills that they don't to do the repairs for them. To actually take the tractor into the dealer is almost a matter of shame. Not quite, but almost a matter of shame. These ranchers, these farmers, are very bright men and women. Many of them these days have college educations. Many of them have internet access. They have skills that city people can only guess at. Majority of city suburban dwellers have highly specialized skills, majority of them. Now, especially once you are talking about men and women under age 50, men and women over age 50 are more likely to have a variety of skills than men and women under age 50. For a lot of reasons, which I won't go into. You probably know them yourself. All these skills have to be backed up with tools, equipment, and spare parts. Otherwise, the skills won't do any good. The hobby farm should have a stock of tools, equipment, spare parts that can carry them years into the future. Obviously, things like oil and oil filters and fan belts, things of that nature for cars, trucks, tractors. Routine maintenance stuff people may not think about. Just because the world has collapsed doesn't mean the oil doesn't need to be changed on that car or truck or tractor. The oil's still going to need to be changed. I need new oil filters, new air filters, new fuel filters. All those things continue to be issues. Having those things in stock before the event could make a huge difference, couldn't it? If going to town means running an armed convoy for 17 miles, you're not going to be going to town very often and only when you have no choice. That would not be a fun way to live, but if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. These events are not fun to think about. Not at all. A lot of people just outright reject the possibility that these things could happen. It's just too much. Others jump into it with both feet. Others kind of dip their toe into it. These are talking about human beings here and human responses to this information. It's always going to be a mixed bag. That's just the nature of human beings being human beings. That's a given. Now, I have a unique perspective on this in several different ways. First of all, being a combat veteran in Vietnam, I've seen firsthand what can happen when a society falls apart. Being a criminal defense investigator since 1973 has put me in positions of meeting and talking to hundreds of criminals, from people who committed minor crimes because they were intoxicated to people who committed murder. And occasionally, not frequently, but occasionally, I've asked these criminals, in the confidence of our relationship where I'm part of the defense team, Sir, tell me, what would you do if there was a major flood or earthquake or tornado? And these men, they look me straight in the eye and say, John, we look at it as economic opportunity. That's exactly how they think. And guess where that economic opportunity is? Your home, your business. Or maybe the opportunity to kidnap your teenage daughter, or daughters, plural, to have their way with them. I did a preparedness presentation at the home of a friend of mine. This is 14, 15 years ago. And these were all very politically liberal people that did not believe that anybody should own firearms, that kind of, you know, the kind of person I'm talking about. But they were good people and hardworking and dedicated to their families and so forth. It was husbands and wives, about six or eight couples. And we're talking about earthquake preparedness, is basically what the topic was. And I got to the part about defending the home, the family, against predators, against criminals, and suggesting that they be well-armed and trained in the use of those arms to defend the lives of their daughters and wives. These men got this very concerned, fearful look on their face, and one of them asked, John, can we use pellet rifles? I looked at him like like he had two heads. And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't say it out loud, are you an idiot? You're going to protect the life of your wife and teenage daughter with a pellet rifle? Are you a complete blabbering idiot and fool? I didn't do that. I was more polite in my response, basically telling him, well, I don't think that's going to be effective. When you get two or three intoxicated men that are armed, they want to take your teenage daughter, I don't believe a pellet rifle is going to cut it. I doubt that any of these men paid heed to my advice. I knew those men then. I know them now. We don't have a close relationship, but I know who they are, and I really doubt that their belief system has changed. I came to the conclusion quite a few years ago that anti-gun liberals give equal value to the life of the criminal who wants to kidnap their teenage daughter as they do to a normal person. That's why they cannot and will not use deadly force to defend the life of their teenage daughter. It's because they give equal value to the life of the criminal rapist as they do to normal people. I don't. I hope most of you don't. I hope all of you don't give equal value to the life of the criminal rapist as you do normal people. I'm not sure. I'm no psychologist. We all Americans, we like to be amateur psychologists. I know it's part of our culture. I can't tell you why. I can tell you it is the way a percentage of people believe. And there are certainly geographical areas where more of these people concentrated than others, such as California, for example, Denver, Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C. There's concentration of these people, and let them hang together. That's as far as I'm concerned. They're welcome to it. There's one family in my neighborhood who doesn't own any firearms. And I was talking to the husband and wife, and the wife was talking about the new alarm system she's got. She can talk to them with a speaker and let them know the police are on the way. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the first day of May. At my website, you'll find on the right-hand side there, my homepage at thelibertyman.com, field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. I list five different scenarios there. Here's the first one, economic collapse leading to civil disorder. Number two, World War III. The third one, rapid onset violent earth changes. The fourth one, widespread terrorist attacks. And last but not least, five, natural or man-made EMP. Listeners to the John Moore Show, many, many are interested in preparedness. Many have different concerns. Many are searching for a date. John, when's it going to happen? I've come to understand and realize that the people searching for a date are the ones who aren't prepared. It's a rare, rare occasion that people who are living a day-to-day lifestyle of preparedness, like my friend Tim Spencer at his hobby farm, he has no concern about a date. A date has no relevance to him. A date has no relevance to myself either. A date was not going to change anything I'm doing or have done or will do. No, no. And once you're living a life of preparedness, when you get up in the morning, 7 days a week, you do something. You do one thing that moves you forward towards preparedness. Just one thing. They do start adding up pretty darn quick. At some point, you also will not be concerned about a date. That's a good place to be. It's a healthy place to be, by the way. So after I list those five scenarios, I go to John's advice. Number one, get your spiritual house in order. Now, as you know, because I mentioned earlier in the show, I do private consultations. I've had very wealthy clients, and I've had clients who could barely scrape together my fee for the consultation, and people in between. One wealthy young man I know, he could buy a semi-tractor trailer full of freeze-dried food if he chose to. He'd buy pretty much anything he wants to buy, on one hand. On the other, because his spiritual house is not in order, he will never have peace of mind. His heart will never be at peace. So whatever it takes to get your spiritual house in order, that's what you need to do. That's number one. Number two, acquire the skills that you will need. Now, if you have a group of 6 or 600, there's going to be dozens of excellent skills, all kinds of skills. There's 2 skills, however, that will be in biggest demand in short supply. Here's those 2 skills: emergency healthcare skills, health treatment skills, and ham radio skills. If you acquire one or both of those, you'll make yourself more valuable to your team, no matter the size of your team. Number three, establish and work on with your team. You need a team. It's either going to be related by blood or marriage, or friends you've had for years, maybe people you went to high school with or college, co-workers, people you're with in the military, people you know and trust implicitly. Last but not least, in this section, number four, establish your safe haven. You need a safe haven. Hopefully it'll be a hobby farm. It may be something else, but hopefully it'll be a hobby farm. That's what your goal should be. Then I go on to list some things to do. A, get yourself a spiral notebook. Just like you had in high school, a spiral notebook. Dedicate one page to your list of things to do, and then dedicate one page to each of those things on the list. That's what works for me. No batteries, nothing that can get messed up by dropping it. Now, make a master list of all your goals in that spiral book. Like I said, dedicate one page to each goal, and then check off each goal from that master list as you accomplish them. I did this in 1998, 1999, working up to Y2K, and it was a good project, a good training exercise. Now, Y2K was a man-made problem that did, in fact, have a man-made solution, and they fixed it. They bought 10 years worth of computers in 1 year, basically, is what happened. We got the bottom of the hour break coming up here. I know you're probably sitting there with some questions. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. I'd be glad to take those questions on. And, there's a... After bottom of the hour break, I'm going to do a segue into a book I want to talk about here. A very, very important book that I think could change a lot of people's lives in a very positive way. The title of the book is The Secret of the Ages by Robert Collier. Secret of the Ages by Robert Collier, which will, in about 7 years, will be a century old. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the first day of May. How about that? First day of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I know a lot of you, I get phone calls and emails. John, when are you going to come speak to XYZ community? Well, my response usually is, well, when you set up the event, I will come. If you've never done event organizing, it's a skill like any other skill. Finding the venue, promoting the event, and so forth. It could be a family event. You don't need to have it open to the public. It could be based out of your church, maybe your company, maybe a civic organization could sponsor it. I'd be glad to help you put this together if you want. And I like getting out at these events. You know, I'm sitting here in the Ozarks talking to 4,000 or 5,000 people, but I can't see any of them right now. It's real helpful for me to have a live audience to see what's on people's minds and get some feedback from a live audience. So under John's professional consultations and keynote presentations, you'll get all the details on how to make that happen. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where you can get. I had breakfast there the other morning, a Western omelet, all the coffee I could drink, less than $5. How about that? The energy cleaner will help you mitigate pain. Could be arthritis pain. Almost without exception, people with arthritis pain get relief. Almost without exception. Joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. It will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep. Well, when you sleep is when you heal. Get yourself an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included, American zip codes. And, of course, the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with it. Well, that's a good combination. You need to check it out at thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal is great. I really like PayPal. They now take payments. If you need to make payments, spread that dollar amount out over a few months. My address is at my website if you need to send me something in the mail, a check or a money order. And I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. And we have Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Hello, John. I wanted to bring up something that I brought up to you before. It was some time ago, actually. If you remember when I called in one time about the firearms company, Remington, and it was
well,
about the
we talk about Remington a lot, but what about Remington? I forgot.
Yeah, it was like months. It was months ago, maybe a year ago or so, when Remington brought out the R51, which is a remake of the designed by Peterson, which was the Remington 51 handgun. And so, anyway, I was bringing to your attention about that. I said, "Well, how can such a large company, and a company that's been in the firearms business for a long time, bring out a firearm and then not test it before they send it out the door because they had all these malfunctions? I mean, they had to." It was a big fail for them. And I brought up the idea to you that why would a company like that do that? I mean, especially, you know, when you put out products, you have to have quality assurance and quality control.
Well, let me help you out. Let me help you out here, Mark. Have you heard my friend Sam Andrews on the radio with me here?
Yeah.
Okay. Sam was approached by Remington executives to come and help run the company and to clean up some of the mess. So these executives traveled to Missouri to interview my friend Sam Andrews. And Sam is well known in the firearms industry. That's why they approached him. That's why they flew from back east to is it Hartford, Connecticut? No, that's Colt. But regardless, they came to Missouri. So Sam was interested in talking to these guys, and he asked them some questions that would give him a baseline as to whether Remington would be salvageable or not. And from the responses he got, Mark, his opinion was that Remington was not salvageable because of the inherent corporate culture that had ingrained itself there, that in Sam's opinion, the corporate culture would stop him from making necessary changes to salvage Remington. Right. So if that helps, that's what was going on there.
Well, see, and what I'm bringing to your attention here is when you look into the history of Remington, Remington is the oldest firearms manufacturer in the United States. Mm-hmm. It is the largest firearms manufacturer in the United States because they bought up and consolidated a lot of other companies. I think like 16 companies, something like that. And not only are they the oldest firearm company, they're actually one of the oldest brands in the United States from the early 1800s.
Right.
So, and how is it, and when I was bringing this to your attention before, like a year or more ago, I think it was, that, you know, if you want to take the right to bear arms down, is it possible that that there might have been a certain group that infiltrated by investing in the company and then take it down from within?
No, you're making this more Mark, I need to help you out here, my friend. Yeah. We'll segue to another industry that I live. You know, I'm from St. Louis, and you can't live in St. Louis and not know many, many people that work for Boeing, which used to be McDonnell Douglas. And you're making this more complex and more devious than it is. Here's the real deal: corporate America. We're talking corporate America. My friends that work at Boeing, they talk about how people are brought in that have little, if any, understanding of what keeps an F-15 going at the speed of sound as opposed to what doesn't. What they do understand is numbers and cutting corners and efficiency. And that's happening in industry all over this country, is companies bring in people with little expertise in what the actual product is, but a lot of expertise in business sense and economics and money. So I think it's nothing more complex than that.
Here's what I'm bringing to your attention. Remington just filed for bankruptcy.
Chapter 11 reorganization, and that's an act of desperation, obviously. And Chapter 11 reorganization has been done successfully by a number of companies. Hopefully, Remington will be successful and salvage it. If not, they'll be broken up and sold off to other manufacturers, and somebody will buy the brand. There's a lot of value.
Here's the point, John. The point is, did we not have some of the highest gun sales in the last couple of years, last several years before Trump came into office? I mean, they were through the roof. How do you lose $950 million when gun sales are through the roof? I mean, it's like...
Well, here's what was explained to me by Sam. Remington there's a term called resting on your laurels. The Remington 700 bolt action, for example, the Remington 870 pump action shotgun, just taking those as two examples, they were the top of the heap for a number of years. And rather than continuing research and development to improve on these excellent products, they let them continue generating cash while the rest of the firearms industry was looking ways to improve and make better similar products, which was cutting down on Remington's market share. So they were resting on their laurels and not spending money on research and development to improve existing products, bring out better products, and now they're paying a price for it, Mark.
Here's another little clue, and I know it sounds like conspiratorial here, but the other clue is the company that bought them and organized all these that bought up these other companies and consolidated them. Like, I think it's like 16. The name of the company is Cerberus Capital Management. Cerberus. Cerberus is the name for the guard dog that guards the gates of hell. Now who would make up a company name like that? I mean, that's just pretty. I mean, it sounds like it's kind of like dark, isn't it? Cerberus. Yeah.
Well, that may or may not mean anything. In the absence of any evidence, it's just a hint. Is all it is.
I know. But anyway, how many people relied on Remington for a long time, and then they started the quality control to the floor, and it's like, how does that happen? I mean, they bought up Bushmaster. Now Bushmaster has reorganized its Wyndham weaponry, from what I understand, and but that's the original Bushmaster that's the AR-15 that all these liberals are going after, right? So just thought I'd bring that to your attention about
okay.
that.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you for the call. Okay, I got the book in my hands here. Now, there was a hugely popular DVD presentation called The Secret that came out, I'm going to say about 10 years ago. I'm going to see if I can look that up. R-E-T. and it was hugely popular. They have a website, thesecret.tv, and hugely popular. Came out in 2006. A book came out, then there was a film based on that later. The DVD, which I watched it, it was featured on Oprah and a lot of mass media. They made reference in the DVD a number of times to a book without ever mentioning the book. I think primarily because they wanted to sell their stuff and not promote a century-old book. Well, I somehow determined the title of the book. I don't recall how I did it. But the title of the book is The Secret of the Ages by Robert Collier. The subtitle is The Master Code to Abundance and Achievement. Originally published in 1925, the original title was The Book of Life. It was rewritten and edited by the original author in 1947. 71 years ago, and republished as The Secret of the Ages. This copy is done by this paperback, standard size format. Let's see what's the page count on this thing? 401 pages. 401 pages. We'll go through some of the chapter headings here. Chapter 1, The World's Greatest Discovery. Chapter 2, The Genie of Your Mind. Chapter 3, The Primal Cause. There's how many chapters here? I'm not sure. I'm going to go through all of them. I don't want to bore you. There's 34 chapters. Chapter 4, Desire, the First Law of Gain. This book can literally change your life in very, very positive ways. Seriously, it can. The principles here are timeless. The principles here were found and understood by the greatest men and women throughout history. There's multiple Bible quotations where the author makes a very convincing argument that one of the purposes of Jesus Christ in the New Testament is to relate these principles so that people could make use of them. So I think that if you can I'm sure you can get copies on Amazon pretty cheap. I haven't looked it up recently. But even if it costs $20, I would still get it. I'll see if I can find a copy of it here real quick on Amazon. It's not a quick, I mean, a 400-page book is not a quick read, but it's not a difficult read. You'll get through it pretty quickly. And I think get a lot out of it. Let's see if I can look this up here on Amazon. The Secret. The Secret of the Ages. Okay. I need to put the whole title of Robert Collier. There we go. You can pick up a copy on Amazon for $5.75 if you have a Kindle. You can get one at no charge at 99 for 99 cents. audiobook, no charge if you get a free Audible trial with Amazon. It's kind of funny how this fell into place. A friend of mine, he goes to industrial auctions and various things of that nature. Estate sales. And sometimes he brings back a box or two of books, and he brought back a box of books. He said, "John, go through these, see if there's anything you want." So I went through it, and I found several copies of the original way this thing was printed up in 7 volumes. I found maybe 3 or 4 of these volumes. I instantly recognized what it was, and I said to myself, oh yeah, this is what that DVD was based on. So I did a quick search, and I found the modern bound volume all in one book as opposed to 7 volumes. Looks like the edition that I've got here in my hand is going for, looks like $19 on Amazon. But looks like you can get just another similar, just a different format for $5.75 from Amazon if you're a Prime member. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the first day of May. Well, tomorrow we'll have Professor McKinney with us the first hour. Jim, as always, has some interesting comments on the events of the day. And, of course, his various projects like the wing generator are being down in Peru investigating the ancient drawings there in the desert of Peru. And the second hour, we'll have my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff and I will be talking about geopolitical matters and the international communist conspiracy. This is something everybody needs to be up to speed on and aware of. Thursday, I hope Tim Spencer can be with us. Tim has had some health issues he's dealing with, but hopefully he'll be with us. Tom Berryhill will give us some updates on the energy cleaner. And Friday, Tom will be back with us to talk about emergency survival communications. Those are always interesting discussions. The second hour, we'll have my friend Dr. Phil Myers, my personal physician, giving us some updates on health. So it'll be a full week here, as always, at Republic Broadcasting. And Republic Broadcasting is a place where you can really hang out, get an education, get entertained, get informed, and just thoroughly enjoy yourself. Republic Broadcasting is a very special place. And be sure and tell your friends about the John Moore Show and Republic Broadcasting. We need to spread the word around, get our numbers up. It helps everybody to have more listeners to Republic Broadcasting. I was in a supermarket recently, and one of my listeners said, "Are you John Moore?" And I said, "Yeah, how do you doing?" So just to kind of spontaneously bump into somebody who's aware of me from my radio show is very gratifying. I'm not sure these numbers truly reflect the numbers that are actually listening to Republic Broadcasting. I really don't. My YouTube archives are now back up and running. We still have issues getting them downloaded, but it is taking place. And they'll get my numbers back up there also. It's maddening to have to deal with these issues, but it's part of the modern age. This technology does require maintenance and does require things to be done to keep it functioning properly. I just saw here on Amazon the original seven-volume set that was published hardcover in 1926, The Secret of the Ages. I've got three or four of that original set. That's what got me to find the book I now have here in my hands. I thought to myself, I bet this book has been republished. And it turned out it had been. And I was so grateful that it had. I didn't have to go searching for books published more than almost a century ago to fill out the set. they're quite reasonably priced considering how old they are. You can get the entire seven volume set for only $36. Not that I would do that. You can get the whole deal for far less money than that. Okay, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never ever get the guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.